الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, continue reading an اختصار وترجمة أخلاق حملتي القرآن, the summarization and translation of the manners and etiquettes of the carriers of the Quran by the great scholar Imam Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn al-Hussein al-Ajurri rahimahullah ta'ala. And we continue reading from where we had left off. The author, he says, may Allah have mercy on him. أما بعد فإني قائل وبالله أثق لتوفيق الصواب من القول والعمل ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. As for what follows, I say, while placing my trust in Allah for the guidance to correct words and deeds, there is no power except with Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. There is no power except with Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, أنزل الله عز وجل القرآن على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلمه فضل ما أنزله عليه وعلم خلقه في كتابه وعلى لسان رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن القرآن عصمة لمن اعتصم به وهدى لمن اهتدى به وغنى لمن استغنى به وحرز من النار لمن اتبعه ونور لمن استنار به وشفاء لما هو في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. Allah the Almighty revealed the Quran to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and made him aware of the virtue of what was revealed to him. He informed his creation through his book and the tongue of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the Quran is a protection for those who hold fast to it, guidance for those who follow it, sufficiency for those who suffice with it, and a shield from the fire for those who adhere to it, a light for those who seek illumination from it, a cure for what is in the hearts, and guidance and mercy for the believers. Guidance and mercy for the believers. He says, rahimahullah, ثُمَّ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْكَرِيمُ خَلْقَهُ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ وَيَعْمَلُوا بِمُحْكَمِهِ فَيُحِلُّ حَلَالَهُ وَيُحَرِّمُ حَرَامَهُ وَيُؤْمِنُ بِمُتَشَابِهِهِ وَيَعْتَبِرُ بِأَمْثَالِهِ وَيَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. Then Allah, the Most Generous, commanded His creation to believe in it, to act upon His clear commands by making lawful what it declares lawful and forbidding what it declares forbidden, to believe in its ambiguous verses, to reflect on its parables, and to say, we believe in it all. We believe in it, all of it is from our Lord. We believe in it, all of it is from our Lord. The author, he's mentioning here a number of traits of the Quran, that it's a protection for those who hold fast to it, and guidance for those who follow it. And likewise, a means of sufficiency for those who suffice with it, and protection from the fire for those who follow it. Likewise, he's clarifying that's a light. The Quran is a light for those who seek guidance in following that light, an application in their life, and a cure for the diseases that are in the heart, the diseases of doubts and misconceptions, misunderstanding and creed and belief, and likewise the cure for the diseases of the love for impermissible lust and that which is forbidden and detestful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is from the attributes and descriptions of the Quran, and it's a guidance and a mercy for the believers. It's a guidance and a mercy for the believers. Likewise, the people are ordered to believe in the Quran. And from that is to believe that it's the speech of Allah, the words of Allah, and that it's not created. That it's not created. Al-Quranu kalamullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala ghayru makhluqin minhu bada wa ilayhi ya'ud. To believe in the speech of Allah, that it's His words and revelation, that it contains guidance and light and mercy for those who believe and apply it in their life. And likewise, what it means to believe in the Quran is to believe in the law and the legislation that is found therein. To believe in the halal and the haram, and that which Allah has declared obligatory and permissible, then one he will believe that this is obligatory or permissible. And that which Allah has declared to be forbidden or disliked or not allowed, then that person, he must believe in that. He must believe in that. Believing in the law and the legislation, and then striving to uphold that in his daily life and application. And clarifying likewise that in the Quran, there are verses that are very clear and direct to the intent and the meaning, and they're only understood in one light. And these are the fundamentals and the foundation of the book. And there are other verses that are not so clear. that are not so clear. But the people of knowledge, they believe in all of them. And the verses that are not clear or that contain more than one meaning, they believe in them. And they refer those verses back to the verses that are clear. And in this manner, the entire book becomes clear for them and they understand the intended meaning. And they understand the intended meaning. In reality, these affairs here, there are great issues that we could discuss in many classes. But in these classes here, in this month, we intend to summarize and take that which is most important and beneficial in a brief manner. So the author, he says, رحمه الله ثم وعدهم على تلاوته والأمر به ثم وعدهم على تلاوته والأمر به النجاة من النار والدخول إلى الجنة ثم ندب خلقه عز وجل إذا هم تلوا كتابه أن يتدبروه وتفكروا فيه بقلوبهم وإذا سمعوه من غيرهم أحسنوا استماعه ثم وعدهم على ذلك الثواب الجزيل فله الحمد. Then he promised them. Then he promised them that by reciting it and acting upon it, they would be saved from the fire and admitted into paradise. Moreover, he encouraged his creation whenever they recite his book to ponder upon it and reflect on it with their hearts. When they hear it from others, they should listen attentively. He then promised them a great reward for this, and all praises is due to him. ثُمَّ أَعْلَمَ خَلْقَهُ أَنَّ مَنْ تَلَى الْقُرْآنَ وَأَرَادَ بِهِ مُتَاجَرَةَ مَوْلَاهُ الْكَرِيمِ فَإِنَّهُ يُرْبِحُهُ الْرِبْحَ الَّذِي لَا بَعْدَهُ رِبْحٌ وَيُعَرِّفُهُ بَرَكَةَ الْمُتَاجَرَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Furthermore, he made it known to his creation that whoever recites the Quran seeking the trade of his generous Lord, Allah will grant him the most profitable gain. That whoever recites the Quran, reciting the Quran means reciting it, reciting the words and the recitation, but also from the meaning of the word recite in the Arabic language is to apply it in application. And the word here is tada yatlu. Utru tilawatan. This is an important point to discuss. The author, he's going to indicate to this affair. And that is that the true tilawa and the recitation that is proper and intended is the recitation of the words and pondering and reflecting over the meanings and taking admonition and complying to the commandments and prohibitions and abiding by the law and legislation in the Quran and daily application. So this is the true recitation. This is the true recitation. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those whom we have given the book, they recited the true recitation. It is they who truly believe in it. The Salaf, they have mentioned the true recitation. التِلَاوَ حَقَّ تِلَاوَ, to recite it, the true recitation. اتِّبَاعُهُ حَقَّ اتِّبَاعِهِ, to follow it, the true following. So a person, he must learn how to recite the Quran, no doubt about that, and learn the rules of recitation and the principles of tajweed, and then strive to recite the Book of Allah to the best of his ability without going to extremes. But the recitation is a means and not a goal. The recitation is the means and not the goal. The goal is to comprehend and to reflect and for the meanings of the recitation to enter into the heart and to affect a person until it's seen in his limbs and body parts, until he takes admonition and he fears Allah and reveres Him and loves Him and seeks to draw near to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by complying to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and applying the obligations in his life and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions, seeking the reward of Allah and hoping for His mercy and fearing the punishment of Allah and His wrath, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what he is discussing now. That Allah, He promised those who recite it. Not simple recitation, but those who recite it, understand it, and apply it, and abide by it. What is the promise? What is the promise? ثُمَّ عَلَمَ خَلْقَهُ أَنَّ مَنْ تَلَى الْقُرْآنَ وَأَرَادَ بِهِ مُتَاجَرَةَ مَوْلَاهُ الْكَرِيمِ فَإِنَّهُ يُرْبِحُهُ الرِّبْحَ الَّذِي لَا بَعْدَهُ رِبْحَ وَيَعْرِفُهُ بَرَكَةَ مُتَاجَرَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Furthermore, he made it known to his creation that whoever recites the Qur'an seeking the trade of his generous Lord, seeking the trade of his generous Lord, and mutajara is trade, doing business. Whenever you do business, you'll purchase something for a price that is rather low, and then you'll turn around and sell it for a price that is higher. And that which you make from that price is considered profit and gain. This is how you do business in the dunya. But the believers here, they're not doing business in the dunya. They're doing business in the hereafter. And their trade and commerce is with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they believe in Him. And they comply and submit and surrender to Him in the unseen. And they love Him. And they obey Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for His reward and promise of His mercy and pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ultimate reward is the Jannah. And the best of that is to see the face of Ar-Rahman, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what they're working for, and this is what they recite for. This is why they establish the salah, and this is why they give the zakat, and this is why they're fasting. And this is why they're fasting, and this is why they make the pilgrimages, and this is why they lower their gaze, and this is why they check their tongue, and this is why they make istighfar, and this is why they feel bad and have remorse when they violate the rights of Allah or fall short in performing the commandments, because they believe in Allah and His promise. Because they believe in Allah and His promise, and likewise they believe in Allah and His threat, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, He made it known to His creation that whoever recites the Qur'an seeking the trade of His generous Lord, Allah will grant him the most profitable gain, one beyond which there is no greater profit. He will make him aware of the blessings of this trade in both this world and the hereafter. He will see the fruits of his faith and the fruits of his righteous deeds in this life and in the hereafter. In this life, he will find contentment and happiness, and he will find blessing and a way out from so many different trials and tribulations, problems and affairs that will be made facilitated for him. And even in times of difficulty, he'll be given success to believe in Allah and to surrender to His command and to accept the decrees of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will find happiness and joy in this manner and repent to Allah and seek forgiveness for his sins. And in the hereafter, the reward is even more great and tremendous from the most generous and the most kind, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Qala Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn al-Husayn. Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, he said, pay attention, barakallah fikum. When did he die? 360, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, Jami'u ma dhakartuhu wa ma sa'adhkuruhu, insha'Allah, bayanuhu fi kitabillahi azza wa jal, wa fi sunnati rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, wa min qawli sahabatihi radiyallahu anhum wa sa'ir al-ulama. وأنا أذكر منه ما حضر لي ذكره وأنا أذكر منه ما حضر لي ذكره إن شاء الله والله الموفق لذلك. Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn al-Husayn, he said, may Allah have mercy on him, everything I have mentioned and what I will mention, everything I have mentioned and what I will mention, inshallah, is explained in the book of Allah, the Almighty, and in the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the statements of his companions, may Allah be pleased with them, and the scholars of Al-Islam. I will mention from it whatever is present in my memory, if Allah wills. I'll mention from it whatever is present in my memory, inshallah, and Allah is the one who grants success. And Allah is the one who grants success. Remember that in the year 354, before he died by 6 years, أَمْلَأْ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ عَلَى تُلَابِ فِي الْمَشْلِ الْحَرَامِ, that he dictated this. Meaning that he's coming from his memory. And he's coming from his memory, that which he can remember. He's speaking to them in this manner and they're writing down. He's speaking to them in this manner and they're writing down. And they're writing down. And he's clarifying these affairs, rahimahullahu ta'ala. But the point that we want to make here is the methodology of the author. He's clarifying now. Everything that he mentioned thus far and everything that he will mention after this can be found in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the statements of the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. And this is what is known today as al-manhaj al-salafi, the Salafi methodology. So the point that we want to realize and that we want to take note with regards to is that this is a methodology that is old and it's not new. And this is the methodology that is true and that is sound. And this is the methodology that is correct. And this is the proper way of understanding al-Islam. And people do not deviate from the deen except by deviating away from this methodology. People do not deviate from the deen except by deviating from this methodology. The deviation in the religion first occurred by deviating from this methodology. The first deviation that occurred in Islam occurred by deviating away from this methodology. The Khawarij, they appeared by deviating away from the understanding of the Sahaba. The understanding of the Sahaba. So he's not mentioning here that everything I'm going to mention is clarified in the book and in the Sunnah, which is well known from the ways of the Muslims and the people of Al-Islam. But in addition to that, he emphasizes as well as found also in the statements of the Sahaba. The statements of the Sahaba. So in this manner, the people of Al-Islam, they will be able to understand their religion properly and correctly, because the Sahaba, they are our witnesses. Hum shuhada'una. They're the ones who witnessed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They witnessed the revelation. They witnessed the revelation, and it was revealed in their language and according to the events that occurred in their lives. Radiyallahu anhum, and they learned the revelation, the law and legislation directly from the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his statements and from his application. And whenever they erred in their understanding or in their practice of that which was revealed, the Prophet corrected them sallallahu alayhi wasallam and directed them and guided them until they were on the right path and had the right understanding. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not pass except that he was pleased with his companions, just as Allah was pleased with them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So therefore, it's of utmost importance to realize this point here, understanding the religion of Al-Islam according to the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah and the Salaf of this Ummah, the Sahaba at the head of them, radiyallahu anhum. The way that they approached the Book of Allah, the way that they understood the Sunnah of the Prophet, the principles that they were upon, where they advanced and where they stopped, what they spoke about in detail and what they were silent about, radiyallahu anhum, in the affairs of creed and the likes like this. This is of utmost importance to realize. And people deviate away from Al-Islam, the true Islam, in this manner by deviating away from the chain. The author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, qala Allahu azza wa jalla. And he begins now mentioning evidences for that which has preceded. The fact that the Quran is a protection for those who hold fast to it, and it is a guidance for those who follow the guidance, and it's a light for those who seek its light, so on and so forth, a cure for the diseases of the hearts. Now he's going to mention evidences to support all that which has preceded. Rahimahullahu ta'ala, which is a beautiful methodology. The methodology of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. The methodology of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. They say, we believe in this and we believe in that because Allah, he said this and his messenger said that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was transmitted to us from the Sahaba that they were upon this and that the Tabi'een, they were upon that. And for this reason, we say this and we say that, and we believe this and we believe that, and we do this and we do that, and we do not do this, nor do we do that, nor do we do that. It's a very easy understanding and methodology. Alhamdulillah. And it's not difficult. May Allah guide us and make us firm upon that way. قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Almighty, he says, إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور. The Almighty, he says, the meaning of which is, verily those who recite the Book of Allah. Verily those who recite the Book of Allah. What is intended here? Reciting the Book of Allah, those who recite it and they apply it and abide by it. Those who recite it, they recite it, and they recite the words in recitation and they apply it in application. Verily, those who recite the Book of Allah and perform the salah and spend in charity out of what we have provided for them secretly and openly, they hope for a sure trade and gain profit that will never perish, that he may pay them their wages in full and give them even more out of his grace. Verily, he is all forgiving, most ready to appreciate deeds. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla, ghafurun shakur, he forgives a great amount of sins and transgression, and he accepts the smallest amount of good deeds whenever they're done sincerely for his sake, according to the legislation that he has prescribed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's amazing how he begins with this verse. It's been narrated by Mutarrif ibn Abdullah, rahimahullah. He says about this verse here, hadhihi ayatu Al-Qurra. Hadhihi ayatu al-Qurra. This is the verse of the reciters. And because this is about the reciters. And who are the reciters? They are those who recite the Book of Allah. And they understand its meanings. And they ponder and reflect upon that. And they comply to those commandments. And they follow the best of that which was revealed. And at the head of the application of the recitation is establishing the Salat. Ahsant is establishing the Salat. And this is the issue here. So reciting the Quran, it means to recite the words and to apply the application. It means to recite the words, understand the meanings, the law and legislation, and to apply the application. So salat is tilawa. From tilawatul Quran, as-salat. From tilawatul Quran, al-infaq fi sabilillah. From reciting the Quran is the prayer, establishing the salat. From reciting the Quran is spending in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obligatory and non-obligatory. So again, Allah, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah, وأقاموا الصلاة, and they establish the صلاة, وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانيا, and they spend from that which we have provided them in private and in public. In private and in public. Obligatory, not obligatory. Obligatory, not obligatory. And they have charity that they spend in private, which is the origin, spending in private, especially for the non-obligatory charity. And there are other charities that also they spend in public. Yani, and whenever they spend in public with hopes to be role models that the people will follow them. With hopes to be role models that the people will follow them. So they spend in public, but not to be seen from the people, but to be seen by Allah in hopes that Allah will guide the people through them, hoping for the reward of Allah with regards to that. Hoping for the reward of Allah with regards to that, because they believe in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he mentioned, "Ad-dalu ala al-khayri kafa'ili." Ad-dalu ala al-khayri kafa'ili. The one who leads someone to do good is like the one who has done it. وَمَنْ دَعَ إِلَى هُدَى كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرُهُ أَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. Whoever calls to guidance, then he will have the reward of that. And the reward of those who apply that after him without decreasing their reward whatsoever. So from the attributes of the reciters of the Quran, those who truly follow and believe in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they establish the salah. And they spend from their wealth in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the avenues that are pleasing to Allah, obligatory and non-obligatory spending. They spend in public and they spend in private. And whenever they're doing these affairs, their recitation and their application of that recitation in these manners that have preceded, they're not doing that heedlessly or negligently or for any worldly gains. Rather, Allah, He clarifies. This is Ayatu al-Qurra. يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. They're hoping for a trade that will never perish. They're hoping for the promise of Allah and His mercy. That's it. They're hoping for the promise of Allah and His mercy. That's what they want. They want to go to Jannah. They want to be safe from the punishment of Allah. They want their Lord who created them and provided for them and sustained them, all of their blessings in this life, to be pleased with them. To be pleased with them. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest thing. It's the greatest thing that they hope for and the greatest thing that one could obtain. Is the greatest thing that they hope for and the greatest thing that one could obtain. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شُكُورٌ. That He may pay them their wages in full. Meaning that they're going to get that gain and that prosperity and that which they're hoping for. Allah will not abandon them, or Allah will not abandon them or leave them or not fulfill His promise. Meaning that they will get what they're hoping for. They will get what they are hoping for and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will get what they're hoping for and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have, with regards to this, some benefits. The verse here, which is known as Ayatu al-Qurra. We know that there are verses in the Book of Allah that have names. Like Ayatu al-Qursi, Ayatu al-Wudu, Ayatu al-Dain. Right? Ayatu al-Dain. Also now we have here Ayatu al-Qurra. Ayatu al-Qurra. We have some benefits from the tafsir of Sheikh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, قال السعدي رحمه الله إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله. Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah, he says, meaning يتبعونه في أوامره فيمتثلونها وفي نواهيه فيتركونها. These are tremendous benefits that we must understand and strive to implement and abide by in our lives. He says, indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah, meaning they follow it in its commandments by adhering to them, and in its prohibitions by abstaining from them. This is what it means to recite the Book of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْرُونَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ أَيْ يَتَّبِعُونَهُ فِي أَوَامِرِهِ فَيَمْتَثِلُونَهَا وَفِي نَوَاهِهِ فَيَتْرُكُونَهَا. Meaning that those who recite the Book of Allah, this is the book of the reciters, those who truly reciting the Book of Allah, what are they doing? They're reciting the Book of Allah and they're studying and they're learning the commandments and prohibitions. And then they abide by those commandments and prohibitions, by adhering to the commandments and application, and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. And avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. He says, وَفِي أَخْبَارِهِ فَيُصَدِّقُونَهَا وَيَعْتَقِدُونَهَا وَلَا يُقَدِّمُونَ عَلَيْهِ مَا خَالَفَهُ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَيَتْرُونَ أَيْضًا أَلْفَاظَهُ بِدِرَاسَتِهِ وَمَعَانِيَهُ بِتَتَبُعِهَا وَاسْتِخْرَاجِهَا. He says that also in its narratives, by believing in them. So indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah, meaning they follow it in its commands by adhering to them, in its prohibitions by abstaining from them, in its narratives, and that which is mentioned, in the Book of Allah by believing in them and affirming them. By believing in them and affirming them. Whatever Allah He mentioned in His book, we believe in it and affirm it. We believe in it and affirm it. Whatever Allah He mentioned in His book, especially about Himself and His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything else likewise from the affairs of the unseen, from the past or in the future, we believe in it. Every last word, every last letter, we believe in it. كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. All of it is from our Lord. All of it is from our Lord. So this is from the meaning of reciting the Book of Allah. They do not give precedence to any statement that contradicts it. They also recite its words by studying it and pondering over its meanings, extracting wisdom and guidance from it. ثُمَّ خَصَّ مِنَ التِّلَاوَةِ بَعْدَ مَا عَمَّ الصَّلَاةَ أَلَتِي هِيَ عِمَادُ الدِّينِ وَنُورُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَمِيزَانُ الْإِيمَانِ وَعَلَامَةُ صِدْقِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالنَّفَقَةَ عَلَى الْأَقَارِبِ وَالْمَسَّاكِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ مِنَ الزَّكَاةِ وَالْكَفَّارَاتِ وَالنُّذُورِ وَالصَّدَقَاتِ. Then after mentioning the general recitation, Allah specifically highlighted the prayer, which is the pillar of the religion and the light of the believers and the scale of sincere faith and a true sign of Islam. He also mentioned spending in charity on relatives, the needy, orphans, and others, whether through zakat, obligatory charity, or expiations, vows, or voluntary charities. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَوْقَاتِ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَوْقَاتِ. He says secretly and openly, meaning at all times and circumstances. They're spending at all times and circumstances. Whenever they're wealthy, they're spending. Whenever they're struggling, likewise, they still have something to give for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. No doubt, whenever one is wealthy, he'll give more. And whenever one is straitened or his circumstances are tight, he will not be greedy or stingy. He will still give, but he'll give according to his circumstances. And he'll give according to his situation. But he will constantly spend. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورُ أَيْ لَن تَكْسَدْ وَتَفْسُدْ بَلْ تِجَارَةً هِيَ أَجَلُّ تِجَارَاتٍ وَأَعْلَاهَا وَأَفْضَلُهَا أَلَا وَهِيَ رِضَى رَبِّهِمْ وَالْفَوْزُ بِجَزِيلِ ثَوَابِهِ وَالنَّجَاةِ مِنْ سَخَطِهِ وَعِقَابِهِ. They hope for a trade that will never perish, meaning a trade that will never fail nor be ruined, but rather a trade of the highest and most valuable kind. That is seeking the pleasure of their Lord, attaining His immense reward, and being saved from His wrath and punishment. وَهَذَا فِيهِ أَنَّهُمْ يُخْلِصُونَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجُونَ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَقَاسِدِ السَّيِّئَةِ وَالنِّيَاتِ الْفَاسِدَةِ شَيْئًا. This indicates their sincerity in their deeds and that they do not seek any worldly gains or corrupt intentions through them. That they do not seek any worldly gains or corrupt intentions through them. So this is what Shaykh As-Sa'di had mentioned, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. I have prepared a short paper. It's available in the Masjid Telegram channel with regards to this topic here. It's entitled At-Tijaratu Ar-Rabiha. At-Tijaratu Ar-Rabiha. Anyone who wants to find the PDF, they can find it in the Telegram and the Masjid Telegram channel. We're going to read from this now. It's available. At-Tijaratu Ar-Rabiha. The profitable trade. The profitable trade. Al-Mutajaratu Haqqan. والربح الحقيقي إنما هو في طالب الأجر والثواب من الله عز وجل وهو من أعظم ما يتضمنه الإيمان بالغيب. The true trade and real profit lie in seeking reward and recompense from Allah. The true trade. تجارة حقا. You want to make business? You want to have commerce? The true commerce and the true business and the real profit and gain lie in seeking the reward and recompense from Allah the Almighty. This is among the greatest aspects included in believing in the unseen. This is an important point. This is a very important point. From the greatest attributes of the believers is that they believe in the unseen. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen. From believing in the unseen, barakallahu fikum, is believing in the mutajara. Believing in the reward from Allah. Believing in the reward and the recompense from Allah in this life and in the hereafter. That Allah has promised that if you worship Him and you surrender to Him, He'll give you a good life. And He will guide you and He will help you and He will aid you and He'll protect you. And in the hereafter, He'll be pleased with you and He will not take you to account and He will pardon you and forgive you your sins and He will admit you into a paradise with gardens and rivers flowing beneath. And He will allow you to see Him and He will be pleased with you and He will never be angry with you after that. This is the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. So from believing in the unseen is believing in the promise of the reward. And working upon that iman. working upon that faith and doing what we do, hoping for that reward. Hoping for that reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla, hoping for that promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla, hoping for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, hoping for the guidance and the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla, hoping that we will not be entrusted to our own souls, not even for the blink of an eye. Not even for the blinking of an eye. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah the Exalted, He said, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, O you who believe, this is a very important announcement here and call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling the believers, and He's calling them by the name of faith. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentioned about this, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If you hear Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, O you who believe, فَأَرْعِهَا سَمْعَكَ, then you should listen attentively. Then you must listen attentively. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ يُؤْمَرُ بِهِ أَوْ شَرٌ يُنْهَى عَنْهُ. Because it will either be some good that is being ordered or some evil that is being forbidden. And the good that is being ordered, this is in the commandments. And the evil that has been forbidden, this is the prohibitions. And this is the legislation, the sharia, and the law of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the path that leads to Him, as-sirat al-mustaqim. As-sirat al-mustaqim. So whenever Allah He calls in this manner, the believers, they must pay attention and realize that there's going to be some good that Allah is ordering and commanding and calling to, or some evil that Allah is forbidding and warning from. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see, O you who believe, shall I guide you to a trade that will save you from a painful torment? Shall I guide you to a trade? هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Shall I guide you to a trade that will save you from a painful torment? What do you say? No. Yes, oh our Lord, guide us. Yes, oh our Lord, guide us. What is that trade that will save us from a painful torment? تؤمنون بالله ورسوله. That you believe in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم. That you strive in the path of Allah with your wealth and your lives. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better for you if you did but know. قال السعدي رحمه الله هذه وصية ودلالة وإرشاد. هذه وصية ودلالة وإرشاد من أرحم الراحمين لعباده المؤمنين لأعظم تجارة وأجل مطلوب وأعلى مرغوب يحصل بها النجاة من العذاب الأليم والفوز بالنعيم المقيم. السعدي, he mentioned, may Allah have mercy on him, this is advice, guidance, and direction from the most merciful of the merciful to his believing servants, leading them to the greatest trade, the most noble pursuit, and the highest aspiration, a trade that secures salvation from the painful punishment and attainment of eternal bliss. An attainment of eternal bliss. This is the end of his statement, rahimahullah. هذه التجارة الرابحة هي أن تؤمنوا بالله وبرسوله وتجاهدوا في سبيله سبحانه بإنفاق أموالكم وبذل أنفسكم ابتغاء مرضاته وذلك العمل المذكور خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فسارعوا إليه. This profitable trade is that you believe in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and strive in His cause by spending your wealth and sacrificing your life seeking His pleasure. This deed that has been mentioned is better for you if you truly know. If you truly know, so hasten towards it. So hasten towards it. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي أَضْوَاءَ الْبَيَانِ. وَلَقَد جَاءَ فِي أَضْوَاءَ الْبَيَانِ. It has come in أَضْوَاءَ الْبَيَانِ, which is a book of tafsir. A book of tafsir by Sheikh Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti, rahimahullahu ta'ala. But I mention it here in this manner for a purpose. It has come in أَضْوَاءَ الْبَيَانِ. Because Shaykh Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he did not complete the tafsir of the entire Qur'an. Rather, he made, the tafsir was made by him until Surah Mujadila. After that, he did not complete nor finish it. But one of his students came behind him, Shaykh Atiyah, Salim, rahimahullah, and he completed that portion. He completed that portion. This is in the seventh volume. The seventh volume, yani until the end of the Quran. So this is collected in the work Adwa al Bayan, but it's not from the work of Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Amin al-Shanqiti rahimahullah himself. because he did not reach that portion in his lifetime, and it was left. And one of his students came after him and completed it. You understand? So this verse here is from those portions that he did not make the tafsir of. So although this is in his work, it's not from his statements. It's from the statements of Shaykh Atiyah Salim, which is still here, very beneficial. وَقَالَ جَاءَ فِي وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي أَضْوَاءَ الْبَيَانِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ فسرت التجارة بقوله تعالى تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. It has come in أضواء البيان, his statement, the Most High, O you who believe, shall I guide you to a trade that will save you from a painful torment? The meaning of this trade is explained in the following verse, that you believe in Allah and His Messenger and strive hard in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That will be better for you if you but know. التجارت هو التصرف في رأس المال طلبا للربح كما قال تعالى إلا أن تكون تجارة حاضرة تديرونها بينكم وقال تعالى وتجارة تخشون كسادها. Trade, commerce, business. التجارة refers to the transaction of capital seeking profit. That's what we made the example before. You purchase something for a lower price and you sell it for a higher price in order to make profit and gain. In order to make profit and gain. So this trade refers to the transaction of capital seeking profit. As Allah, He says, except when it is a present trade which you conduct amongst yourself, and a trade you may fear a decline in. وَالتِّجَارَةُ هُنَا فُسِرَتْ بِالْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَبَذْلِ الْمَالِ وَالنَّفْسِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمَا هِيَ الْمُعَاوَضَةُ الْمَوْجُودَةُ فِي تِلْكَ التِّجَارَةَ الْهَمَّةِ. I mean, this is what trade means, so that we can see. This is what trade here, so that we can see. So whenever you do business, there's an exchange taking place. This is the point. There's an exchange taking place. Whenever you do business, there's an exchange taking place. So you purchase something, and then you sell it, you make an exchange to get something that's more beloved to you, something that's better, to make profit. So there's an exchange going, there's tijara, mutajara, between one and another, in this manner like this. But there's an exchange, and the intent from that exchange is to obtain profit and gain, to benefit. Like they say, to come up, right? To come up. He's on a come up. That's what they say? Huh? That's what they say? That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a profit. He's trying to benefit. He's trying to gain something that he's looking for. So now he's saying here, وَالتِّجَارَةُ هُنَا التِّجَارَةُ, the trade here that we're talking about. فُسِرَتْ بِالْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَبَذْلِ الْمَالِ وَالنَّفْسِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. It has been interpreted as believing in Allah and in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as spending wealth and sacrificing oneself in the cause of Allah. And he's sacrificing one's life and himself, his time and his efforts in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Then he says the question now, فَمَا هِيَ الْمُعَاوَضَةَ الْمَوْجُودَ فِي تِلْكَ التِّجَارَةَ الْهَمَّةَ. So what is the exchange involved in this crucial trade? So what is the exchange involved in this crucial trade? The exchange that you get in return for believing in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, striving in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your life. What is the exchange? What is the exchange in return? What is the exchange in return? He says, بَيَّنَهَا تَعَالَى فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Allah the Most High clarifies in His statement, إِنَّ اللَّهِ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ الْجَنَّةِ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ الْجَنَّةِ. Verily, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their properties for the price that there shall be paradise. Paradise. This is the recompense. This is the trade. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth. Their lives and their wealth. When there's a purchase, what are the believers giving? Their lives and their wealth. But what do they get in return? بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ الْجَنَّةِ, that they will have Jannah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. And Allah, He does not go back on His promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah clarified in this same verse their reality. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah, he says, verily Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their properties for the price that there shall be paradise. They fight in Allah's cause, so they kill others and are killed in the legislated jihad, and also fighting in the cause of Allah. The fight that is established in these days, al-jihad, jihad al-nafs, wal-jihad bil-ilmi wal-bayan, wal-rad ala ahli al-batil wal-inhiraf. Jihad al-nafs, striving is the soul to be obedient to Allah. Striving is the soul to learn the deen of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to spread knowledge, to teach the people, to cultivate them upon the good way. This is jihad that takes precedence. This is jihad that takes precedence, and this is jihad of our days. Spreading knowledge and removing the ignorance and misconceptions and doubts and the shirk and innovation from the ummah, from the hearts of the believers, until they're upright and they call on Allah and He will respond to them. And they called on Allah and they will respond to Him. This is a great jihad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Mujahid, mujahid nafsahu fi ta'atillah." Fi ta'atillah. The true mujahid, the true person fighting in the path of Allah, is the one who strives against his own soul in the obedience of Allah. It is a promise in truth which is binding on him. In the Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. The believers, they were promised this from the beginning. The believers, their promises from the beginning and all of the revelations, that those who believe, they're guaranteed paradise. That those who believe and they die upon faith, they're guaranteed paradise. They're guaranteed paradise. Allahu Akbar. And who is truer to his covenant than Allah? Then rejoice in the bargain which you have concluded. This is the supreme success. This is the supreme success. فَهُنَا مُبَايَعَةٌ وَهُنَا بُشْرَى فَهُنَا مُبَايَعَةٌ فَهُنَا مُبَايَعَةٌ. This is the real commerce here. This is the real transaction. وَهُنَا بُشْرَى وَهُنَا فَوْزٌ عَظِيمٌ. Here there's a transaction, and here there's glad tidings, and here lies the great success. And in this, التِجَارَةُ الرَّابِحَةُ. And this تِجَارَةُ الرَّابِحَةُ. This is the true transaction. This is the true exchange that you must strive and hope for. This is the true profit and glad tidings that you're hoping to obtain. And this is the great success. This is the great success. وكذلك في هذه الآية يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكين طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب. Similarly, in this verse here that we're discussing, Surah Saf, He will forgive you your sins and admit you into paradise, gardens under which rivers flow, with pleasant dwellings and gardens of eternity. That is indeed the great success. And also He will give you another blessing which you love, help from Allah and the near victory. وَقَدْ دَلَّ الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَنْ فَاتَتُ هَذِهِ الصَّفْقَةَ الرَّابِحَةَ فَهُوَ لَا مَحَالَ خَاسِرٌ كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. The Quran also indicates that whoever misses out on this profitable transaction is inevitably a loser, a great loser. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. This is the one who is the khasir, al-khusran al-mubin. الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those who lose their own souls and their lives and their families on the day of resurrection because they lost out on this trade. They lost out on this trade. They failed in this bargain here and did not take advantage of this commerce. Did not take advantage of this commerce. Can you imagine somebody, a businessman, he had the opportunity to make millions and he slept in bed. He slept in bed. He slept in bed. He was overcome by sleep. He woke up and the opportunity's gone. Somebody snatched it. They signed the contract before him. How would he feel? How would he feel? He missed out on a $1 million deal like this because of heedlessness or negligence. He stayed up too late the night before, for example. So how about the one who lost Jannah? How about the one who lost Jannah? He lost the pleasure of Allah. He lost the help of Allah. He lost the guidance of Allah. Allah abandoned him. خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Because there's tawfiq and there's khidlan. There's tawfiq and there's khidlan. There's jannah and there's nar. There's sa'id and there's shaqi. This is the reality. There's iman and there's kufr. And the people of iman, they vary. Some of them are higher than others. And according to their level of faith will determine the business that they do with their Lord and the good profit that they will obtain from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran also indicates that whoever misses out on this profitable transaction is inevitably a loser. as is in his statement, the Most High, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. أعوذ بالله. These people here, they are those who have purchased error at the price of guidance. They have purchased error at the price of guidance. Their trade has brought no profit, and they were not guided. So the believers, they purchase Jannah with their lives and their wealth, in obedience to Allah and sincere faith. And the hypocrites and the disbelievers, they purchase misguidance for guidance. Here's the guidance, you can keep it. Give me the misguidance. That's what they're saying. اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى. You understand that? They purchased misguidance by guidance. They have guidance, they left it and they gave it away. They preferred misguidance. استحبوا الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة. استحبوا الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة. They showed preference to this life over the hereafter. وليعوذ بالله. This is what happens whenever we disobey Allah. We're showing preference to this life over the hereafter. That's why the Salaf, they would say, كل من عصى الله فهو جاهل. Everyone who disobeys Allah, then he is ignorant. Even if he's a great scholar, in disobeying Allah at that time, he's ignorant. He's selling guidance for misguidance and the hereafter for this worldly life. So their trade did not profit them. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. So therefore, the greatest trade and profit, the greatest thing you can get a hold of in this life is guidance. And the reality of guidance is العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. That's why the believers, they must strive to seek knowledge. They must have time to seek knowledge. They must spend money in the path of seeking knowledge. From the spending in the cause of Allah, spending to seek knowledge. Spending money to seek knowledge. If you spend money on a pen, you will have the reward of that with Allah Azza wa Jal if you're sincere. On a notebook, or you pay for somebody else and you buy them a pen or a notebook. Likewise, that which they benefit from and bring benefit to, you share in that. You share in that reward. Knowledge is a blessing. Knowledge is a blessing. The blessing of blessings. Knowledge. And in seeking knowledge and learning and teaching knowledge is a blessing. Multiple blessings. Continuous blessing. Even after you die. Ilmun wa ilmun yuntafa'u bihi wa ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. And knowledge likewise that people continue to benefit from. Meaning a person, he'll continue to benefit from that even after he's dead. This is a great benefit now in closing. حَقِيقَةُ هَذِهِ أَتِجَارَةِ. The reality of this trade. أَنَّ رَأْسَ مَالَ الْإِنسَانِ حَيَاتُهُ وَمُنْتَهَاهُ وَمَمَاتُهُ. وَقَدْ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَائِعٌ نَفْسَهُ فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُبِقُهَا. The reality of this trade is that a person's capital in this life is his life. That a person's capital is his life. A person that's going to do business, he has what they call رَأْسُ الْمَالِ. This is his capital. So he has this money here he's doing business with. Right? So if he spends that capital and he makes profit, he's good. If he spends that capital and he breaks even, he's okay. If he spends that capital and loses and comes up short, now there's an issue. You understand the issue of buying and trading? So you have the capital. This is what he's talking about. رَأْسُ الْمَالِ. We're talking about now رَأْسُ الْمَالِ, a person's capital. So the one who's doing business, he has this capital and he's trying to make profit. If he makes profit, he's successful. If he breaks even, he's okay. He's safe. But if he loses out, he spends his capital and then the business fails and he loses half or more or less and the lights like this, now he's a loser. He's not a winner. He did not make profit, rather he lost in this trade. So what are we talking about? The trade for the hereafter. So he's saying here, حَقِيقَةُ هَذِهِ تِجَارَةً أَنَّ رَأْسَ مَالَ الْإِنسَانِ حَيَاتُهُ. That the true reality of this trade is that a person's capital is his life. It's his life. Your life. It's your life. Understand this? It's your life. You have a life. I have a life. We have a life. But that life doesn't last forever. And the end of that trade is that death. So there's a period that you have to work. And Allah is calling you to believe in Him. And if you believe in Him and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He will grant you life. He will grant you good life. A good life in this life and a good life in the hereafter and to make this commerce and to make this trade, to believe in Allah, to work in His path, in His obedience, hoping for His reward. Hoping for His reward. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَائِعُ نَفْسَهُ فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُبِقُهَا. Every person sets out in the morning to trade his soul. Every person sets out in the morning as if trading his soul. So he's either going to free it or bring about its ruin. The people, they go out with their soul, they're either going to go out in a manner that's going to earn the pleasure of Allah or His anger. So they're either going to sell their soul to Allah and purchase by way of that Jannah. And the pleasure of Allah, they're going to sell their soul to this life and to the devil, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and follow their whims and desires. And in return, فَمَا رَبِحَ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Their trade will not profit and they will not have guidance. They will not be guided. So this is a great manner the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's beginning this work with ayat. Al-Qurra, ayat Al-Qurra, and the importance of studying and learning the Qur'an and making this mutajara, making this tijara with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in His book and believing in the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving to implement that, hoping for the reward of Allah azza wa jalla, hoping for the promise of Allah of Jannah and of mercy and His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.